We're looking at the fluoride lawsuit in the city of Buffalo. Attorney Robert Korp represents the plaintiffs in the case. He's on the WBEN live line. The city of Buffalo is asking a judge to throw out a lawsuit that alleges the city misled the public after the city stopped adding fluoride back in 2015. Robert, from your perspective, where does this case stand?
Good morning, Brian and Susan. The case was moved to federal court last year. As you mentioned, the city had filed papers asking Judge Sinatra to dismiss the case. We opposed those motions vigorously. And last week, we had oral argument in front of the federal court for a couple of hours. There's pretty nuanced and sophisticated legal issues that are before the court. The court asked for some additional briefing from both sides. We're optimistic and believe that this motion should be dismissed and that we'll move on to the discovery phase of the litigation.
Well, the city is asking the court to dismiss the case because the suspension of fluoride was disclosed in annual reports all the years that are cited in the lawsuit. And I have to admit that it's an argument that I would say is pretty strong, except for the fact that this had been true, yet almost to a person, every member of Buffalo's Common Council, where these reports were delivered right to their desk, were also unaware that there was no fluoride in the drinking water, despite having these reports right in front of them for a 7-year period.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, I agree. All the other people who were unaware that there was no fluoride in the water, including not just Common Council, but the mayor himself. You know, the mayor called an emergency press conference the week that the revelation came out. And I think probably even more tellingly is the reaction from the UB Dental School leaders, from the ACE Society, Dental Society, quite a number of local pediatric dentists. These people are knocking down the doors of Common Council at meetings at City Hall, reaching out to the media that it was a shock to the local dental community that there was no fluoride in the water. And our point is that even though there was a single sentence in those reports that state that there was no longer fluoride being added as of a particular date, all throughout those reports, there's diagrams and there's affirmative statements that there's diagrams showing here's where the fluoride is added to the water. And then there's sentences that say we are one of the water districts in the state of New York that adds low level of fluoride for your dental protection. And we monitor the water to assure that it has compliance with the state and federal regulations for how much fluoride there should be. So the concept under the law, especially the motion to dismiss, is what is the dominant impression that was created by the material that was including the misrepresentation? And we think that there's really strong arguments to be made that the dominant impression from the totality of that messaging was that there was, in fact, therapeutic levels of fluoride.
So the judge is ruling on dominant impression, but not necessarily, you know, I was wondering if this could be a case that really the judge's opinion would weigh heavily on who exactly is supposed to be reading what when it comes to government reports. There's a million government reports for everything. And I'm under the impression right now that nobody reads anything. Who's supposed to be reading what?
Well, our position on that front is that there's a reason that the city, bothers with, publishing and detailing these, complex graphics and affirmative statements about the health of the water. And, our position in the lawsuit is that, residents of Buffalo receive that annual water quality report and, probably, thumb through it, thumb through the few pages, take a look at it, see the dominant impression of it that your water is within all the standard guidelines. That's healthy. That if there's nothing wrong with the water, if there was something wrong with the water, they would say so here on the first page, or they would be putting it in bold letters somewhere. They would give us an update that there's something going on. That certainly, when I get my water report that take a quick look at it and see what's in there, read through the sections and make sure there's nothing that, you know, stands out. And so if you see a section of the report that says, hey, there's, you know, Buffalo's water has, you know, these are present tense verbs. It has, you know, therapeutic levels of fluoride and we actively monitor it. I think someone who reads that report would think, okay, there's fluoride in the water.
You know, you mentioned, Robert, a minute ago that the then mayor, Byron Brown, he had an emergency news conference when this was first revealed that fluoride hasn't been in there. He said, quote, we should have put the information out to the community. There's no excuse for it. How strong of a message is that for your case?
I think it's a critical message, our case. I mean, we certainly from day one, the reason I think that the community responded as it did, you know, this was a front page story in the Sunday Buffalo News, and this was covered by your station closely and then all the other media. You know, the mayor's reaction was I think alarming to the entire city, and I think the fact that the Common Council immediately acted with a lot of strength, and that you saw the outcry from the local dentist reflect that no, it wasn't publicized to the people of Buffalo. There was no fluoride in the water, and I think it's almost a bit disingenuous to suggest otherwise.
Well, Robert, thanks for joining us, and I'm sure we'll be chatting again as this moves along. Robert Korp, attorney who is representing plaintiffs suing the city of Buffalo over the fluoride in the drinking water, or lack thereof, over the course of several years. You can read more about this over at WBEN.com.